Okay, humans are made in God's image as a separate creation, and that we're distinct from the animals. So I see multiple problems with that. One would be, you don't deny the existence of, like, Homo erectus. We'll just go with that one. You don't deny the existence of Homo erectus, right?
No, I would say I don't. Actually, I don't know. Do you want to talk about all the, like, ape fossils? I've seen Donnie's work on it. I don't think it's great. I'm skeptical of common ancestry. Obviously, I don't believe in that. So are there fossils that science thinks are pre-human? Yes, of course, there's those fossils.
Right. Or even Neanderthals.
Neanderthal is human.
Well, it's a species of human. Well, I mean, Homo erectus is a species. No. Homo sapiens and Homo Neanderthalis and Homo sapiens are distinct.
Have they separated them recently? Because last I heard, they hadn't separated them based on normal speciation definition.
Some people, it might be the majority, classify us and them as subspecies. So I think some sources will tell you the full scientific name of Neanderthals is Homo. No shit, that's not right. Now I can't remember off the top of my head. If some say Homo sapiens Neanderthalis, or if they don't, I actually don't remember off the top of my head. But Neanderthals, Homo erectus is actually a better example to use. So you agree that Neanderthals existed? That's fine. You probably agree that Denisovans existed. But like. For Homo erectus, do you think Homo erectus existed?
I don't know, man. I don't want to like say. I don't want to hand wave it away. I don't think there's pre-human ancestors. So I guess we could look.
I know that you disagree that they are our ancestor. And like, you know, Lucy, I assume you think it existed. You just don't think it's our ancestor. That's the question I'm asking you about Homo erectus.
Yeah, I don't have I guess I would be agnostic on Homo erectus. I'm happy to do a little bit of research real quick just to give you a better answer than that. But whatever it is that they found, I'm sure there's a fossil. I personally don't think it has anything to do with human descendancy or common ancestry. But we could look into what's the evidence for Homo erectus being a transitional fossil, I guess.
No, it's not even that. So when I'm critiquing the your creationist perspective on it, because if humans are a separate creation and made in God's image, then what's with these things that aren't humans but are ridiculously similar to humans in the creation narrative? Because it's obviously a necessary component of evolution. It's absolutely not a component or a prediction of creation.
Sure.
Especially given like the special place that humans apparently hold. So I don't understand what you could possibly do with the information we have about things that are just so closely human, but not Homo sapiens.
Yeah. I didn't expect to talk about Homo erectus. I need to obviously have a better answer for that. But let's just assume Homo erectus is a very human-like primate. So the idea would be we go from Lucy, and I think she's obviously very short, and I think the pelvis is, I think the information there is pretty sparse. I mean, I'm not a fan of Donald Johansson, potentially manipulation of the pelvis, potentially interpretation of the knee. But let's say, so I don't think she would have been an ancestor of human, but let's say she was. Let's say Homo erectus, you know, is something in between the two. That's obviously very good evidence in favor of evolution. So that's a good thing for you to bring up. The critique I would have is then we end up with Homo sapien and Homo neanderthalis, which at one point neanderthalis was, we were told it was a caveman, and ooga booga when I was a kid, you know, it was like, oh, this caveman. And then we find out that he was very, very human-like, if not entirely Homo sapien. I know there's a debate whether or not that they were the same or not, but we see Homo sapien, and according to the official narrative, 300,000 years ago, they become fully Homo sapien, and for 295,000 years, they just kind of hunt and do whatever, and then all of a sudden civilization begins 5,000 years ago. I bring all that up because, to me, if there is a gradual development from primate into human, it seems unlikely that we would eventually go from Homo sapien to really advanced civilizations, and there'd be this 295,000 years.
I got to interrupt you because you're not talking about Homo erectus. So I'm looking for, what is the creationist explanation for God created us separately?
Right.
Why did God create these things that are very nearly human, but not human? What's going on with that?
I can't speak on Homo erectus. I haven't researched it. So we could look at it together a little bit. Have they found a bunch of these fossils? Is it conclusive? Is it like Java Man where they have like a skull cap and a femur? How extensive is the fossil record of Homo erectus?
It's pretty extensive. I mean, we've found it like all across Asia. I would assume we've found some of them in Africa too. I can get a quick answer for you. But I mean, if you're not, I mean, I'm happy to do it, but if you don't have anything to say about it, then I'd rather actually just move on.
Well, I'm leery of the ape to human ancestors, and obviously there's bias there. Again, Lucy's supposed to be this huge moment where she becomes bipedal, and there's questions about Donald Johansson's discovery in the pelvis and the knee. Those are the things that are supposed to distinguish that she was upright. She was 32 inches tall or whatever. So I'm leery of her. Homo erectus, I know that we have Java Man. I don't know how much has been found, but if I'm being fully transparent, I'm leery that the evidence supports that Homo erectus was what science is saying it is.
Yeah, I know you are, but I'm asking you to tell me then what is it? But I mean, you're just not. And for the record, the Neanderthal thing, apparently the classification of them as Homo sapiens Neanderthalis was actually the older view. Today, they're considered totally distinct species. And like, you can look at our skeletons and tell they don't have chins. We do. We're the only ape that ever developed a chin for whatever reason.
That's Neanderthalus just doesn't have a chin. Is that what you're saying?
Now, if you look at their mandible, it's smooth. It doesn't flare at the bottom. We're the only primate that ever evolved that for whatever reason.
Neanderthal has a smooth mandible, or we have a whatever. Of all the things that I talk about, I'm not really well versed on the ape fossils. So I can
show you real
fuddle
quick.
Through that.
It's actually
but
interesting.
My understanding is Homo Neanderthal had a slightly different facial structure to us, but was fairly close to identical to us.
Yeah, I mean it's the closest thing to us that there ever was. So
sure.
But there's still like a definite, I wouldn't be able to do it, but a trained zoologist could look at a lion and a tiger skeleton and know how to tell you that one of them be able to diagnose one from the other. This isn't the greatest quality picture, and the human skull isn't.
It was a giant.
It doesn't show it very well.
Is it an Nephilim?
No, I kind of doubt that. But yeah, they have way more pronounced brow ridges than we do. And then this chin it's not a very good one, but you can see it just slopes away, whereas ours flares out more. After more than 1,000 debates, I've compiled all the knowledge you need to debunk the arguments you hear from my guests into a book. Rational Answers to Stupid Questions covers evolution, the Big Bang, creationism, flat Earth, and more. Order using the link below, and I will personally sign and ship you a copy today. But misinformation comes in many forms. My other book, Facts That Aren't True, debunks hundreds of false claims ranging from the human body, history, nature, animal facts, and more. I promise you'll find something in here that you've been wrong about for years.
If Homo erectus is valid, and the question is, why would God make something like Homo erectus that was very human-like?
Yeah, because like they could suffer.
I would say it's really
and
good
have,
evidence for evolution.
Yeah, well, I mean, it obviously is evidence of evolution. Now, if it's evidence of creation, then we have to have some sort of explanation for what it's doing there, why it's there. And I just think you're going to come up with a really tortured theistic explanation because it's going to be so close to human. So then why wasn't there a more monkey like Jesus that was sacrificed to save them?
Right.
They had the ability to think and suffer pretty close to the capacity we had. Probably why would God forsake them, or do they go to heaven? I mean, it's going to be such a weird, But I also just
never try to torture the data. So that's not a goal of mine. That's why I'm saying if Homo erectus was very human-like, but closer to great ape, what I can concede is that's good evidence for evolution.
Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.